Simmons lived in Afghan's capital city, Kabul, serving as communications advisor to the Afghan Minister of Agriculture. She shared her experiences to a crowd of about 70 people during a presentation at the Ketchikan Public Library in mid-November. Joining via Skype was retired Lieutenant Colonel Kushal Kosh Sadat, who served as an Afghan liaison to the U.S. military during the command of the International Security Assistance Force. One of many topics Simmons and Sadat discussed was eating and shopping in Afghanistan. Simmons says the diet is based on the country's major crops, wheat, barley, maize, and rice. She says 80% of the economy comes from the agricultural sector. Simmons says all produce and grains grown in Afghanistan are organic.
Because they missed the chemical revolution. It was during some of the wars, and they also couldn't afford it. So by virtue of that, you are guaranteed, everything to be fresh and nice.
She says bread bakeries are common sights on every street.
More prevalent than a typical 7-Eleven. And a lot of that was just to increase employment. And so now you literally see these everywhere. If you can't, in the cities, it's different in the provinces and in the countrysides, but if you can't find your bread, something's wrong. You're lost.
There are also many small produce stands with chickpeas, dried fruits, vegetables, and fresh fruit. Simmons says the produce in Afghanistan is delicious.
Some of the biggest carrots I've ever seen. So this is a red carrot on the left. And Ketchikan, this is what tomatoes are supposed to look like. I've told my mom no more tomatoes because it's just, it's sad.
Simmons showed a video of Sadat cutting a mango. The method he used removed the center stone cleanly, and the audience was awed.
You can use a mouse or you can use a knife. You can do like this, same trick.
And there you go.
Scrape it.
Kosh, I think you should start your own cooking show.
When eating, Simmons says you sit on the floor and use your hands. She says meals are very simple. Simmons says in addition to bread and produce stands, Western foods, such as canned goods, are also available. She says there are two major grocery stores.
One is called Finest and the other is called Spinney's. And Tesco is actually a British brand, the equivalent of Safeway, I guess. So you get your baked beans, your all-day breakfast. You can get Froyo. They have chunky peanut butter.
Simmons says choices, however, are limited.
I think why everything is so normal to me is perhaps a product of growing up in Ketchikan, where you get used to if things are here, and if they're not, you look at Safeway, you look at A&P, you look at Tatsuta's, and if you can't find them in any of those places, you have to change your meal.
Simmons shared stories about holiday dining and food storage. Though items may be harder to find or unavailable, she says sometimes it's nice to not have a lot of choices.